rather, much matter of smokers and free. How if I get to feel A, B, B?
Ha ha, you stuff.
Well, we were just looking over the script for today's program. We're sorry for that interruption, Nora.
We couldn't restrain ourselves from laughing.
It was really a hilarious script.
One line right after the other was a real laugh.
It's been written for us, of course, by our script department.
See this one over here. On page 3.
Well, we'll have to wait till we get to page 3.
No, we don't have any music. Oh. That's the only thing that we haven't got on the program.
Matinee with Bob and Ray is a public service feature that is presented to
Nora Miss Tickling. You'll have to excuse me, friend.
Monday through Saturday from 1 to 1:30.
Hello.
Now,
wait a minute. Let's take care of
you run downstairs, please. And, ooh, forget the stairs.
Will you put a couple of nickels in my car, Norm? That takes care of me.
I think they want you to be dismissed.
As I look at this one here, it's not so funny.
What? Which one's that one?
Page 5. Oh, it's not so good. Honey, it's funny. Yeah, the more I think of it, I guess
it's pretty funny. Well, anyway, be that as it may, friends.
We'll get to all of those later, of course.
We must introduce the program formally.
How do you do?
Program? WHDH takes very great pleasure and has gone to no expense to present Matinee with Bob and Ray.
The half-hour daily feature heard except Sundays across the board.
Across what board, Bob?
Well, that's a phrase we use here in radio, meaning day after day.
Radio land.
Here in radio land.
Five or 6 days a week.
8:50
at
radio
land. At the very same time.
Yeah,
that's across the board, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Now then.
We have a new thing we're taking up today.
Yes, of course.
Any of you who possibly are planning to eat at a restaurant in the near future.
Those of you who like to put on airs.
We have gone to no expense, practically, and gone into quite a bit of research on this problem of impressing the waitress when you order your dinner in a restaurant.
There's only one drawback to that, of course. The more you impress the waitress, the bigger the tip you feel you should leave.
It's sort of a vicious circle.
And, of course, that is just something that we all try to avoid.
Now, if you are nobody...
A real nobody. By that I mean you're nothing, brother.
We'll give you a few phrases which you can use when ordering your meal in a restaurant. And only while the waitress is at the table, of course. Don't continue these phrases after she leaves.
Well, there's no sense to it, really.
Because you don't want to impress the person with you.
It's best. It's best. To have a companion with you. It's awfully hard to go ahead and do a lot of boasting without anybody to talk to.
No, I mean, the waitress will see through your flimsy scheme right away.
That's right.
However, if you have one or more people sitting at your table, here are a few suggestions on how to impress the waitress.
First of all, if you're in Boston, people in Boston don't hit their R's very hard. Now, a suggestion here would be to hit your R's like that, friends.
Hi.
Give the Midwestern twang.
Right. Then they will think that you are...
From St. Louis or Indianapolis or Cleveland or Ohio.
Peoria.
Peoria. That's right. So be sure you hit your R's,
if you say, I will have orange juice, that right off the bat lets the waitress know that you are probably from out of town.
That's right.
Just exactly
or
where
two eggs sunny side up.
She would have some trouble possibly deciphering those words, but you would keep saying them over and over again.
And thank her, say, this was very nice water.
And say, ergs.
Fury.
And you understand English.
Don't forget to hit your eyes very hard.
Then, the problem of what to talk about to your companion at the table while the waitress is serving you comes up.
I suggest that just one little snatch of a sentence. Is enough, or a snatch of a sentence.
As if you had been talking about this same subject for several minutes.
Sure, you see the wave coming, so you time your next sentence to begin with this. You figure that you'll be at your left side with the eggs, or pancakes, or waffles with sausage.
And just a footnote before Mr. Goulding demonstrates this, you will find it very convenient if you tip your companion off to letting you know when the waitress is approaching, if she approaches from behind you.
That's right.
All right. Now, what would you say in this case?
You time it so that you're saying this to your companion. I was pushing west from San Angelo one Tuesday morning when I noticed an oil gusher.
That so, Charlie?
Yes, and then you see, she'll stop and hesitate and arrange napkins just to hear what happened to that oil gusher. If she does stay, then continue on.
Just continue on and make it sound as authentic as possible.
Say, you remember that you bought some land in Oklahoma, but you didn't know exactly where it was located.
Or something like this. Say, Charlie?
Yes?
All that straight stretch out of Abilene toward Houston?
Yes.
That straight stretch of road down there?
Yes, of
I
course.
I was traveling out of there the other morning.
Yes?
And I got the bus, the caddy, up to about 990.
Uh-huh.
And I looked off to my right. Now, by this time, the waiter should have left your table.
Now, another thing.
But you'll be interested.
If your companion is a true friend of yours, he'll say, did you say a 49 Cadillac, cream-colored convertible?
You will say, of course,
yes.
And that, because hard oi proves that you are still from out of state. Now, another thing is to be surprised at things you see around you.
That's right.
Things which are not native to you, they're different, which to us seem commonplace, having lived here all of our lives.
Say, the public garden here in Boston is very, very pretty.
Yes, boy.
You don't have anything like that out the Bahamas way.
Or you could say something like, boy, this weather is quite a change, isn't it, from up there at the North Pole. Because you wouldn't use North Pole, you'd use something else, maybe.
Well, I don't know if North Pole would...
wouldn't get much...
No.
She wouldn't respect you anymore.
She wouldn't expect a tip. She'd probably expect a little piece of blubber left under the plate.
Then there are other things you can talk about.
But, friends, we can't go on with this forever.
We'll talk about it some other time.
If you want us to continue on how to influence people by being a complete and total phony, simply address a postcard to the Bob and Ray Phony Clinic here at this station.
I know, and you will be awarded the certificate which shows you are complete dunderhead.
Yes. All right, sir.
I think we should have, we don't have our, we had our cigarettes.
Yes. That is, it goes 30 seconds early. Everyone is very happy to see. Do we have music arranged for the day?
We have nothing arranged, as far as I know. Do we? Oh. Did you dig up something, Jim?
Congratulations to you, Jim, and your T-shirt.
Oh, he has a fine number out there.
Oh, wonderful.
This is something that's very unusual, probably for the first time on the air.
What is it?
I don't know yet.
Harry James is trumpet, and, well, that was about all that showed up for that recording date.
Well, that was kind of carnival in West Bedford or something like that.
Anyway,
speaking of that, there's a big carnival down in Cohasset on Monday, you know.
Oh, Bob.
This is the last chance I'll have to talk about it.
The last chance you certainly will dare talk about it.
Monday will be the big day. Actually, it's more than Labor Day. It's Cohasset.
Yeah, with something in Lowell is going on so I could promote it.
Well, maybe something will, and I'll help you promote it. Certainly.
Okay.
Now, this is going to begin at 9:30 in the morning.
Tell me, is Mr. Preston charged down there?
I believe he's the publicity chairman. And this is the George Mealy Post, of course, which is putting on this shindig.
Sure. Oh, we don't have to hit our evening
guard. No. There'll be a big parade in the morning.
Yes.
And
oh, incidentally, friends, that parade at Cohasset Labor Day morning is going to be right out of the world. For instance, there's going to be some straight shooters down there.
It's going to be the sheriff's posse of Massachusetts.
That's right. And they're going to be riding out after some bad man.
Yeah. And then we're going to have a carnival. That's right. And the dark games, very things like that.
Hey, wait a minute here. Somebody's moving that chuck wagon, Eddie.
I think they are moving the chuck, too.
Hey, Chuck, here.
Chuck, come over here.
Oh, yeah, those are our minnows. We'll die out here in the rain like a couple of rats.
Did you call me?
Yeah, I thought you were taking the chuck wagon away. That's lively. I mean,
I wasn't going anywhere. I was staying right here.
Look, Charlie. Put it in the shed, will you?
Yeah, roll it over there and park it in a semicircle. We may be attacked by Indians.
I wanted to mention that the sausage you served us this morning at sunup was a little gamey.
But that...
I think it's in the sun a little too long.
That fresh creamy butter from nearby farms was very good.
Well, I don't know. I thought I kind of picked up the flavor of the sneakers we had airing around.
Oh, and Chuck, I like them Parker House rolls you made. Mighty tasty.
Yeah, I want to tell you that I certainly enjoyed that hot frozen blueberry pie, too, by jingo.
Did you have yours cold or warm?
I had it hot.
Hot frozen
blue right
time.
I see. All right, let's get up here and I'll enter you.
Help me up on my pillow. I'll give you a boot.
Okay. Huh? Hold
it there.
Hold it up.
There, you up there?
All ready.
Wait a minute. Come back here. Don't ride away.
I don't have any more lines blocked, Clark.
I'm still on the ground. Don't leave me here.
All right, boy.
I'm not like a rat in here.
Get up on your own horse. Clark.
Nearly gets a better walk.
So he walked all that day, the old wrangler. At length he came to a campfire which had just burned out. And sitting around the campfire was one man. And that man is here to tell his story tonight.
Thank you, Philo Bolton.
Tell us what...
Coming here to watch the folks talk is a real pleasure.
Tell us the amazing outcome of this unusual story, will you please?
I was curling around the forest. Fire... And I around a campfire.
Go ahead, huh?
And two men came up to me and said.
I see. Two men came up.
And said, hello there.
Came up to your campfire and said, hello there.
What goes?
What goes?
I said, I don't know. I'm trying to keep warm here.
This was in the middle of
winter. By the fire, I said.
This was in the middle of winter, as I take it.
This was in the middle of August, and I took it.
All right, and what happened next, then?
Next. They pulled out a gun and said they were holding me.
Uh-huh.
Pop, you can't do it, I said.
And then what did you do? You were in a tough spot there, certainly.
I certainly was. Philo, I didn't know what to do there.
Didn't know.
For a minute until the thought came.
And when...
To me, and I jumped to my feet and said, fight it out like...
You said...
Men, and we started to scramble around the fire.
Fight it out like men and scramble around the fire.
And we both fell over a dangerous precipice.
Uh-huh. And what was the amazing end to this story?
The bottom of that precipice that was located, fortunately for me...
Go right ahead. Please control yourself.
A pile of soft coal.
Well, that's certainly is a wonderful ending to this amazing story, which you hear only on Ask the Folks. Mumble.
Excuse me, did this phone ring, Bob?
Hello.
I think it did.
Yes,
it sure has.
Certainly, this is America calling people all over. And everything.
What do they want? Are they going to send us money or something?
You want to send us some money or something?
I can tell that they don't by that look on your face.
Uh-oh. Bob, I think you better take this call.
All right. Hello?
Yeah, I didn't have any more lines that time either.
Do they want to give us some money, do they? Oh, they don't. Uh-huh. No.
Bob, you know you have a loose front, too.
I don't have very good lines either. Well, look, we have two commercials today, and one is scheduled, the first one's scheduled for 21 minutes after one, but it's time now, I think, to have it, don't you?
Well, maybe we have another recording out there. Would you care to play something else by Harry James, please?
Why don't you play some other number by Harry?
Go ahead.
Oh, use your imagination, for goodness sake. This will take a few seconds for him to find it.
Thanks, Harry. Harry James and his trumpet.
What's on the other side of that? Maybe there's a more interesting composition on the other side of that record. I don't
incidentally
remember.
There's an album of these Harry James records, in case you'd like to have them.
They'll be either on long playing. The long playing sounds something like this. You can, I think you have that album out there, don't you? Long playing is a little bit different.
Incidentally, friends, the long playing would be a little cheaper in the long run. Richmond, Boston, 21750 now.
you can enjoy television in your home today. A simple phone call. Well,
that's an amazing offer, but stand by, because you'll hear how you can do it. Yes.
The House of Television, New England's largest exclusive television deal. That's another one, friends. You're being a Midwesterner today at a restaurant. You hit exclusive like that.
Exclusive.
Yeah. They will deliver an Admiral television console set to your home without any obligation, without delay, and without a penny's cost to you. Now, remember, this is not just any television set. Not any television set at all.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, not a small table model, friend, but Admiral Television, one of America's top brand names, nationally advertised from coast to coast. Phone Richmond 21750 now. Special operators are waiting your call. They have the earphones pressed down on their heads. Incidentally, they all have whistle cuts.
The better to hear you by.
That's right. Those earphones are snug to their ears so they won't miss one of your words. And when you want your set delivered, the House of Television will have it in your home right on time.
Now, to demonstrate how simple these phone calls to House of Television are, we will make one right here in our studio while we are on the air.
Operator, would you get me the House of Television, please? That's Richmond 21750. Thank you. I'll stand by here.
Getting it for you.
It's ringing now, friend. Hello, hello there.
Hello.
Hello, House of Television, Richmond 21750.
This is Otto McGartnickel speaking.
Is that Richmond 21750?
I would think it was. It always has been.
Touché, sir.
That's three, boy.
Look, I heard them two men on the radio.
How was from?
Matt and me with Bob and me there.
Oh, yes. We've heard about that program.
Well, I heard
that... We can't do anything now, of course. It's the long holiday weekend. Come Tuesday morning, we plan to take drastic measures.
I'm sorry
if they've caused you any inconvenience, sir.
No, they haven't, sir.
Well, then, just what does this call mean?
Well, I simply wanted...
Am I to be led to believe?
Well, I called up to see if you'd bring out an Admiral television set to my very home tonight so I could enjoy television.
We'd be glad to do that. Where do you live, Draken?
Yes, sir.
Where do you live? 404 Spruce Street?
That's right, sir.
And what's your name? Ed Sturley?
That's right, sir.
Right, oh, and you want an Admiral console television...
Now, look, I don't want just any set. I don't want a small table model.
You want an Admiral set from the House of Television.
That's exactly what I want.
Why, you call Richmond 21750.
You're right, sir.
Right.
And look, when can I look for you?
What time do you want it? 7:30? Right on.
Okay.
You'll have it out there then.
Thank you very much.
Okay, and may you enjoy many pleasant pictures.
Thank you, sir. So, friend,
goodbye.
Judge the sensational performance of Admiral Television yourself.
Now, good night at 7:30.
Don't take my word for it. Maybe you'd rather decide for yourself. So, the only way to do it is to have the Admiral set installed in your house for a free trial, look at it, enjoy it, and then buy if you want it. If not, tell them to fold it up and...
Well, we've given them their time, I guess.
Well, we've got our time to make up too, Bob.
Incidentally, we may or may not be here on Monday. For any of you who are wondering.
It's up to old Jupluvius, friends.
I know. If it rains, we'll be here.
Of course, you know, Monday, the doubleheader between the Sox and the Senators starts earlier this year. I mean, starts earlier this time of the year because the darkness sets in a little earlier now. So the doubleheader will start at 1 o'clock Labor Day, Monday afternoon at Fenway Park. Now then. In the event it rains, of course, and there'll be no doubleheader in that case, then we will be on the air at 12:35, Bob, or 1 o'clock.
We'll be on at 12:35 if we're not on at 1.
Uh-huh. This is going to be very confusing as we go along, friend.
It's going to be more and more confusing.
So,
I would like one of those.
Thanks very much.
George, that's an account we should go after.
Never thought of that, Bob.
Well, that's Monday on the same program.
That's right.
And thanks to all my crossword puzzle fans sending in those nice letters.
What do you mean, your crossword puzzle fans?
Don't you follow my crossword puzzle in Hobo News every month?
No, I don't, Bob.
I'm the man who makes it up.
I can't get that three-letter word for frozen water.
Well, if you can't get that, I would advise you not trying, because the other words are harder.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the morning papers.
Mm-hmm.
Herald, of course. My name is Goulding. I always read the Herald.
I read the Traveler.
And what's your name, sir?
McGartnickel.
Oscar. Say, I was seeing there somewhere, and incidentally, but I did see where Grantland Rice predicts the Red Sox will win the pennant this year.
Well, that comes from a good source, I suppose.
Grantland Rice is, of course, the granddad of all sports writers. And,
I have a cold. I do believe. Well, maybe it's just hay fever.
I think it is.
Hay fever. This is hay fever season, man.
Grantland Rice went on to say that he thinks the Sox will win the pennant because the Yankees have done all the luck all year, and if their luck cannot hold up in this sprint to the wire in September. And I seem to think, go along with Grant on that.
All right.
And,
did you first hear this, Rex?
Well, I'll tell you, it was a funny thing, Bob. I was pushing west out of San Angelo, Texas one morning.
No waitress here. You don't need to do that.
Oh, well, I heard this record one day over in the
what is it like, the arrangement of it, or the special instrumentation, or what?
I didn't like anything.
Did you like the way the thing was set up?
No,
you
I didn't
like the vocal on the thing?
No, I just liked the sentiment of the words.
Mm-hmm.
I loved
you like the lyrics, and the music, you think,
well,
sets the lyrics pretty
well?
The song
went on to say, the gist
was... Where'd you see him last?
Tuesday.
Dan Leader.
Who, Bob?
The Dan Leader on this particular record.
I haven't...
What record was it you were talking about?
I Love You Truly by Franklin McCormick. Backed up by Wayne King.
Oh, I see.
Who was backed up by the Chicago Police Force.
Uh-huh. And this is your favorite personal record, is that right?
One of my favorites. And I think any collector of records hasn't got a record in his house if he doesn't have this record.
Well, I think you have a good point there. And I think it's time that we should spin it right
now. Yes, Frankie McCormick reading I Love You, My Darling.
Remember the name.
That's not his newest record, Jim. I think you had the wrong number there. The one we were looking for. Will you go out and check in the control room and see just why the lid has blown off out there? I think the roof has fallen in or something. You must have something out there that you could, you do. Our present slowly. No, they're not either. That was a train
passing by. And, this next...
What did you pick next?
Incidentally, friends, this is Jazz Album Program. This is where we two jazz experts...
we sit down and informally discuss the various points and counterpoints.
And harmonic. Different records.
Different records.
We go from, say, the New Orleans-type jazz right up to Chicago jazz, St. Louis jazz, and
all the way back to Seabot.
Bangor jazz, a little bit fun in there. I mean, it isn't...
Next one, friends, is Bob from Buffalo to Burlington.
And from Baltimore to Bucyrus.
You're right, I see.
Incidentally, this record here that we're going to play next is a short one. I remember when this particular record was made, and I think there's a story behind it that you people would be interested in. It seems there was this little horse named Black Beauty. And this little horse one day came home and went up to the mummy horse and said, "Mummy, I want to get interested in jazz. I want you to buy me a few jazz albums." Black Beauty called me on the phone.
This is certainly a really a story behind the song. I had no idea that this particular number. I happen to have heard this several times.
And I said, well, all right, I'll go ahead, and I'll see if I can make a record that will be his very own.
I didn't know that this story was behind this particular song.
And I did. I called in some of my friends. Together, we made this particular record. It isn't available, I don't believe, nationally. I don't think you can buy it at all, as a matter of fact. It's in the hands of a few people, a few privileged few.
And its use, of course, is restricted to various programs. You couldn't hear it on every program.
Well, in fact, I think we're the only station that has this.
We do have rights. We have exclusive rights to this one. And as long as we can imagine, we will have
rights. I don't think that any other station has it. At least I haven't heard this on any other station. So I think it's another first for us again.
At least suggest you write to your favorite disc jockey, whatever station it happens to be.
And ask him to play it for you.
Request this particular number because you'll be helping him to help his listeners to help you, his listeners.
And help us, too. So let's make this song a big hit on every radio station in the country.
Sell 50,000 copies.
Realizing that both Bob and I are on the
page six. Did you see this one on page six?
Too bad we didn't read the script today.
We didn't quite get up to date.
Matinee with Bob and Ray is a public service feature. It's a copyrighted feature, cannot be copyrighted, and cannot be featured copied. So long. Goodbye, and good luck to me. Write if you get work and hang by your thumb. This is radio station WHCH in Baghdad. Bye, and good luck to me. Write if you get work and hang by your thumb. This is radio station WHCH in Baghdad.